7. Buford. He came back at last to the cemetery on the hill. All down the ridge they were digging in, all around the crest of the hill. He sat on the horse and watched the picks swinging in the moonlight, listened to the sounds of shovels in the earth. The army was still coming in, marching by moonlight. It was almost 2 o'clock in the morning. He rode slowly along the ridge looking for headquarters. He had been hit once in the left arm, and the bleeding had stopped, but the genuine pain was just beginning. They had wrapped the arm and put his coat back on, and he did not show the injury. He rode stiffly, dizzily, looking for someone to give him orders for what was left of his cavalry. He found a small farmhouse, center of many lights, many horses tethered outside. The musk of cigar smoke was heavy in the warm air. He remembered an old Indian joke. Follow cigar smoke, fat men there. Bright moonlight, a warm and cloudless night. They were posting cannon along the ridge by moonlight, pleasant looming shapes, rolling caissons. Buford thought, I need a drink. Whiskey stiffens. He rode to the farmhouse and stopped in a crowd of horses and sat there. Rather not get down. Men were passing in and out, much conversation. A cloud of officers had clustered by the small lighted door looking in. One glanced up, saw him, noted the star, turned, saluted quickly. Buford wiggled a finger. The man came forward, a major. Other men were turning. Buford rode the horse almost to the door. Buford said, Who's in command and where do I find him? Good evening, sir, a major said, a very high voice. A lisp? The officer in command is General Howard, sir. He may be found. Don't be a damn fool, Edgar, another man said. He saluted Buford. Begging your pardon, sir, but the truth is that General Hancock is in command, and if you'll... Another major, skinny, grinning. The first major said angrily, I must remind you, sir, that General Howard is the senior officer on the field. But General Hancock has orders from General Meade himself. They argued, ignoring Buford. He looked down in wonder. Other officers voiced opinions. Oliver Howard was the commander of the 11th Corps. He had arrived this morning with Reynolds. He had fought on the right and been broken, just as he had been broken at Chancellorsville. He was a one-armed man for whom Buford had no admiration. The majors confronted like wispy chickens. It was very strange. Behind them, Buford saw suddenly a familiar face, John Gibbon of Hancock's Corps, infantry, a cold, silent man. His brothers fought for the other side. Buford nodded. Gibbon nodded. A major was giving a lecture on military precedence. Howard could not be relieved except by written order or by Meade in person. Gibbon came up and took the reins. Evening, John. Buford bowed. A hard day? Long, Buford admitted. Hancock's inside if you want to see him. Gibbon led the horse out of the crowd. The argument went on behind them. Buford watched it with awe. Never get used to it. The mind of headquarters, not if I live 1,000 years. Gibbon said, That's been going on all night. I gather Meade's not here yet. Who's in command? Take your choice, Gibbon grinned. But he was one of Hancock's fanatics. Good soldier. I have to refit my outfit, Buford said. I need orders. Hancock got here late this afternoon just as Howard's corps was falling apart. They ran, them Dutchmen, just like they did at Chancellorsville. Hancock took command and reformed them on this hill along with the first, and ever since then everybody's been coming to him for orders and not Howard, and he's hopping mad. Kind of funny. He claims he's senior officer, Gibbon chuckled, but Hancock is a verbal order from Meade. It's all very funny. Thing is, when Hancock's on the field, the men naturally turn that way. Old Howard's really steamed. I just want orders, Buford said. I'm kind of weary. He was thinking, need the long quiet again. Want to get away from here. He dismounted, held briefly to the horse. Gibbon called a man to take the reins. He said, I'll get your orders. Why don't you wait out here? Buford sat on a rail. The arm was alive with pain. He said, "Is the army here?" "Just about, all but Sedgwick. We've got Sykes and Geary and Sickles, along with Hancock and Howard. Sedgwick will be here tomorrow, but he has a long march.